At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. Adam Puente, the class of 95, tells us what WVYC means to him.
WVYC, what it meant to me was we were very lucky when we graduated in the 90s or were in college in the 90s. We were in an exciting time of music. We were in the Nirvana, the Soundgarden, the Pearl Jam. We came along when that really hit the scene. So WVYC was alive. It was a lot of fun. We were involved with the midnight release of Pearl Jam's second album Versus. The Lemonheads played here. But what VYC did for me was it gave me a place to go. It also, I have friends now that are still friends of mine 25 years later. Not only that, it helped me with public speaking. It helped me with interviews. It helped me with just anything in general, because it forced you to get out of your comfort zone. It forced you to be on the air. It was just a really exciting time. And to this day, I thank WVYC for what they did to me and for my career and where I am today. It's amazing. I love it.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. Carla Sullivan Phoenix from the class of 78 tells us what WVYC means to her.
I was one of the original people here when the station became an FM radio station. It is the most important part of my time here at York College. I was not a jock. I couldn't afford to join a sorority. Not that I was terribly, I'm not the sorority type of gal. The inclusiveness of WVYC is what made myself and everyone else feel like we belonged here. And I'm so happy to see that is still the case, because I think that I can, speaking for myself, I found that my skills that I learned here, granted we don't splice tape with a razor blade anymore, but the speaking skills, the importance of proper speech, ability to be concise in your speech, and understand that when you have an audience, you are speaking to an audience. I have used those things throughout my career. I am now a museum educator. The skills I learned here, I've used them every day of my life since I left York.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history.
You're listening to WVYC York, the voice of York College.
At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. Darren Acklin of the class of 93 tells us what WVYC means to him.
Single most important club or activity I did on campus. I was very active. I was a resident assistant, a tour guide, peer advisor, but I was on the radio for 3.5 years, and the people that I met up here probably have the greatest significance in my life post-college. I still keep in contact with almost everybody. It was just the camaraderie we had up here in the radio station. It was just how we all got along and how we enjoyed working the radio station, being on air, the personalities that were accompanied. It was just almost like a puzzle, and the puzzle came together. I just had one of the best times. That's why I come back.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. David Schneier from the class of 93 tells us what WVYC means to him.
The station gave me a place to go and a place to be and a place to feel like I belong. I came here not prepared for college at all, not even understanding what would happen. And by my second week, I came up here, just walked up. I was a speech communications major, but I just walked up and said, can I do this? And I started on AM and really found my niche here. And without the radio station, I'm not sure I would have stayed here or lasted at York. So it has really brought me more confidence in my life, great friends, a better understanding of music, which has been fantastic, that I can then pass that down to my kids and friends and family as well. And I love the idea that college radio still is where you can discover new things and find out what music you like and what you don't like. And again, to be able to share that with people is a tremendous thing.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. David Festini, the class of 95, tells us what WVYC means to him.
When I was a kid, I used to have, and this is a flashback, a Mr. Microphone that you used to hook up to the FM band on your radio, and I used to hook it up to my stereo and pretend I had a radio show. So I always dreamed of being on the radio, and WVYC gave me that opportunity. You know, I had a 10 to 1 shift every Thursday night. It was an absolute blast, and the friends that I made here at the station, I still have today. Of my 4 years here, my favorite hours, my favorite time was always spent here at WVYC. So I have a lot of great memories, and we've come back and done shifts. It's so much fun, and a great way to kind of express ourselves. And we got to learn, you know, get to know all that new music, and it was a blast. I had such a blast here at BYC over the years.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Drew Carter of the class of 86 tells us what WVYC means to him.
The station to me is more than just walls and equipment. It's the people that made it run, and some phenomenal people when I was a student here, and some phenomenal students when I was an employee here that really made the station. It's the people, definitely. Lots of memories, lots and lots of memories. Back then, we were in AM and an FM, and I still remember my first FM shift scared the hell out of me. You had to take a written test, very short, simple written test, and then you had a board test, which is basically 1 hour on the air, and you had to perform tasks X, Y, and Z in that hour. I didn't quite get that. It didn't work that way for me. I was here on a Saturday, Sunday weekend. The person who had the FM shift was sick, couldn't make it. And I was asked by whoever the manager was, Drew, you're now moving from AM to FM. Congratulations. Have fun with it. And that was it. I was thrown on the air in the deep end first, and it worked out really well.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. Ellen Graham of the class of 77 tells us what WVYC means to her.
I was very fortunate to be at the beginning point of WVYC from 1975 forward for a few years, and Tom Gibson was the mentor for us. I owe a lot to Tom. Very fortunate, started my career. I was fortunate to be in broadcasting for 10 years. It was just a wonderful opportunity. I can remember WVYC was at one point broadcast in all the common areas at the college. It was not only about people hearing you that you knew on campus, but it was like a lot was very informational to all the people that needed to know what was going on that might have been eating lunch or walking to class.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. Alexis Gorenstein, the class of 2015, tells us what WVYC means to her.
WVYC was an enormous part of my college experience. I transferred here, and I chose this school because of the communications program. And as a transfer, knowing no one, I knew that one of my first steps was to put myself in a situation where I would be able to make friends. And because I was a comm major, I figured, why not try the radio station? It worked out in my favor. I met my best friend, Vicky, and all of the friendships that I've created in my time at York stemmed from joining the radio station. I felt embraced with open arms. I felt empowered to move forward and grow and learn.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. And recent graduate, J.R. Bella of the class of 15, tells us what WVYC means to him.
First time I came in here, it was a great time. Everybody was so friendly. Everybody kind of treated me like I was already a part of it. You didn't really have to go into this deep explanation of who you were. It's all right, you come in, you do your job, you know, everybody gets along. And of course, once you they start seeing the potential in you, there's so many opportunity for growth. That's honestly what it means to me. I was very appreciative of everybody in the station because they've all went through it. They all became, their names live on forever here.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the voice of York College. Katie Singleton of the class of 2012 tells us what WVYC means to her.
I think WVYC really meant family to me. It was the first thing that I knew about when I got here. I was a director my second semester freshman year. I was a director every semester after that, and I finished out at FM director. I was in here a lot of hours. I think I logged more hours in here than I did in class. but it just, everybody knew each other. Everybody was comfortable. Everybody had their own place in here, and we could kind of like juggle each other's stuff that they had to do and what we had to do, and we all just helped each other grow. We were just around each other so much. that it really just became, this is where you are, this is where you live, it doesn't matter what dorm you're in, this is your home. It means family.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Lauren Edelstein Henry of the class of 89 tells us what WVYC means to her.
I joined when I was a freshman, and it just was such a happy time for me because I love music, because I love being behind the mic. I love playing music. I love playing music that people don't know. And that's what the radio station was all about. And my extra bonus was that I met my best friends in the world here. All my good friends have been from the radio station. And I did other things in college. You know, I was on the debate team. I was in a sorority for a while. I did all sorts of things, but the friends that stuck were the friends I made at the radio station. And as far as my career goes, you know, I've had this kind of long looping career where I, you know, started in communications and I worked in radio when I got out of college for a couple of years. And, you know, I did all sorts of weird jobs like computer programming and stuff like that, but it came back to communications. And the things that I'm doing now are communications again. And the radio station definitely played a big part.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Matt Turper of the class of 2003 tells us what WVYC means to him.
This organization, one of the most welcoming organizations I've ever seen in a college. You know, the philosophy is, you know, we take everybody and we find a role for everybody. You don't have to be on the air if you don't want to. There's lots of other things. You can be in production. You can do the community service, the underwriting roles. You know, you can just be in charge of picking out the music and booking guests. It's amazing how many different people. And, you know, we had over 100 people, I think, involved in the station when I was here. And it was touted as the largest organization on campus and really stood out to me. And that's really my memory is you'd see people from all walks of life. You know, and I was an IT major. I was not a mass communications major. Didn't really have plans to go into that line of work, but I was passionate about music, passionate about talk and being on the radio and improving my own communication skills. And this gave me an outlet for that. And that gave me an outlet to share my passions with some parts of York County.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Mike Ondako of the class of 85 tells us what WVYC means to him.
I was the FDR of station managers here. I was for 3 years, and I think they wrote a rule after that that said, you know, no student could ever be a station manager for that long because, you know, I'd been here for quite some time. The station itself and the people, I'm going to say more the people who were here, inspired me. But anyway, York meant so much to me that way, and I grew up during those 4 years here and started my career.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Samantha Buck, class of 15, tells us what WVYC means to her.
My very first day at York College, I came up into the radio station and I took radio class, I think, and I joined that day. And ever since my very first day here at York College, I have been involved every single semester when I was a student. And I was doing rugby, but radio station felt like I was way closer with the people here, so I stopped everything else and just focused on the radio station. And I'm still friends with a lot of people that I was in the station with, and it's been like a huge part of me, and it's honestly the reason I stayed at York College.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Sean Russell, class of 2012, tells us what WVYC means to him.
WVYC gave me my voice. If I didn't have the station, I wouldn't have been who I am today. I remember freshman year, I was just really quiet, really distant, didn't know who to talk to, didn't know where to go. And then I was show at the station, and I had shows, and I couldn't shut up. So it really gave me the voice I needed, and it also helped me with my speech problem because I do have a speech impediment. With doing the AM shows and then doing the FM shows, it kind of taught me how to get loose and just like relax a little bit and be able to talk better. And it just, everything about it just helped me along the way so much. And I met so many friends along the way that helped me as well through it.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Mike Zarb of the class of 98 tells us what WVYC means to him.
For the longest time when I was in college, starting out as a freshman, because I literally, this was my first time real away from home, this became my home away from home. I remember first day walking up here, and Lauren Edelstein was the general manager, and she literally looked up and she goes, "So you want to get involved?" As soon as I walked in the door. From that point, this place, if I wasn't in the dorm or my senior year, if I wasn't at a fraternity function, I was here. It was a family atmosphere. You came up here, you hung out, everybody knew everybody. This was our escape from the everyday hustle and bustle as it was back then.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history. At WVYC, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. On November 18th, 1976, it all started like this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Recently, former WVYC staffers gathered to celebrate the birth of the Voice of York College. Vicky Yuga, class of 2014, tells us what WVYC means to her.
WVYC was more or less the heart of York for me. I've been involved all 4 years. It was truly awesome when I got to be assistant general manager. They were always my family. Everyone was so supportive. I just had a great team, a great group of friends, and it was everything I wanted. I specifically looked for a school that had a radio station, and it was something I was dead set on doing, and I don't regret it one bit.
All week long, WVYC will be celebrating our 40th anniversary with memories from those who have been part of our history.